I am Mark Ward, and this is The Pill.
Why are you here? I do not mean why are you listening to this? Why are you on Anchor? Why are you following me? I mean, what is your purpose? Now, many of you will pause in uncertainty, right? As if you missed the memo that would have undoubtedly instructed you on what it is that you are here to do. But while you wait for that instruction, precious time is passing. You are living your life by default, managing what arises, questioning the necessity of unwelcome circumstances, and grasping for someone to fill the void that you probably believe once contained some passion and purpose. Or did it? The reason that you are here today, listening to what it is that I'm saying, is that you are in need of a healthy reminder. This life is not a dress rehearsal, my friend. This day is never coming again, and you are not here by accident. You are not here by coincidence. Your presence on this planet, on this day, at this time, is by design. You have a unique skill, a unique gift, a unique talent, a being that is needed right here, right now, right here on this planet. You have been called. And the question is not about whether you are the right person. You are the perfect person. The question, the only question is, are you going to say yes? Are you going to say yes to the life that is awaiting you? Are you going to say yes to living larger, to living brighter, to living bolder, to living more aligned with the yearning of your soul? Are you going to allow the inner voice of your skeptic, the devil, your ego, to tempt you into an action by telling you, not today, not now, not you? Will you allow yourself to be carried down that black hole of uncertainty and perfectionism by awaiting greater clarity, by wanting to be right instead of being effective? If you are awaiting a sign, this is it. God, your higher self, your intuition, your soul, your essence, all speak in the same language. This is not the first time that you've heard this invitation. This is not the first time that you have wanted to say yes, but have instead surrendered to, and not now. This, however, is one of the last times that you may receive the message with such clarity that your soul stirs. Do you feel that? Silently screaming from this place of incredible unrest that today is the day. It is your day to decide. Who do you want to be? How do you want to walk on this planet? How do you wish to be remembered? How will you shine your light in a darkness that can only be illuminated by the gift that is yours to offer? And if not you, then who? And if not now, then when? Success has always been yours for the taking. And when you realize that, in combination with the fact that your definition of success is all your own, sabotage is no longer a possibility. With every day, there is a seed of greatness, and it is not outside of you. It is you. It is waiting for you to allow it to come forth. So, are you going to allow it?
Could not fail. If I believed, would the wind always fill up my sails? How far? far would I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where true believers dare to tread, and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What if we're all meant to do what we secretly dreamed? What would you ask if you knew you could have anything? Like the mighty oak sleeps in the heart of a seed, are there miracles in you and me? You know there are. If I were brave, I'd walk the race, where true believers dare to tread, and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave?
As many of us continue to try to find our place in this world, our reason for being, our purpose, the meaning that we choose to apply to our lives, I long ago realized that one, of my callings was to help people in that regard, to help people find that for themselves, to help people live rather than exist, to thrive rather than survive, and to know that we, each of us, have everything that we need within us to live a life of true passion and purpose. But don't get me wrong, I am not the one with the answers. You already have those. I am the one with the questions, a provocateur. I ask the questions that invite you to go deeper, to remind you of that which you already know, to evoke that inner wisdom so that you may self-actualize and operate in your full capacity, because I believe that is what we are all here to do. I'm a strategist, so I am focused on making the abstract concrete, measurable, and achievable. Success, but by your definition, helping you define it and working with you to create the strategies that ensure that you actually achieve it. It is a new design for living. I am Mark Ward, and this is The Pill. It's a tiny dose for all that ails you.
What holds us back in our lives is our fear. And sometimes when you take a very close look, you find out that your fears aren't exactly what you thought they were. Deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? But actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in all of us. And as we let our own light shine, we subconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So it's holy work to move past your own fear. It doesn't just help you. It helps the world.
will say I love you enough till it's too late. It's not too late. Our hearts are hungry for the food that won't come.
It's not one size fits all. No, never. It's not one size fits all. There are proven techniques. There are methodologies, mechanisms, you know, for exercising not only the challenges, but the answers for that person to overcoming those challenges. But you have to know how to listen, because it is most often what people are not saying, because there are patterns in the lies that we tell. The lies that people tell. And those patterns, they tell the truth. So the answers to all of the questions are always within. Always. You just have to know how to unlock them. That's all.